One other topic that readers of the website have asked me to raise with you, and that indeed the 38 Degrees campaigning organisation has taken up this week, is the question of some of the funding for your campaign. And there's been some controversy this week in terms of the donations that you've had that were linked to the Alpha Hospitals group and the links to the privatisation of the health service. How is your campaign being funded, and are you happy you can defend the range of sources of that funding?
Completely happy I can defend it. Most of the people who have contributed are from here, are from the borough. Most of them contribute small amounts of money. And when we've gone out to the community to ask for help, we've had significant tens and hundreds of responses, £2.50, £5, £10, £20. Look, so most of the funding, the people who have funded are here, are from here. There have been people who have helped us who have been friends for many years. So the most significant donor on a regular basis has been James Palumbo and the Ministry of Sound. I'm not embarrassed about that. I have supported them in the early days when they came here. It was not inevitable they would stay. They were bringing new business to the Elephant. The Elephant was desperate in need of regeneration, and I believe they were worthy of supporting as an international brand, and they've absolutely vindicated that. So I'm not embarrassed about that at all. I think we've had one donation from a company with an interest in private healthcare. I have never spoken to them about their business and promoting their business. I would not think it appropriate to do so. I'm a passionate believer in the NHS. I come from a party where Lord Beveridge, William Beveridge, wrote the plan for the NHS as a Liberal, delivered obviously in the Attlee government. I've only ever used the NHS, and the arguments about, quote, privatisation actually are very weak arguments for Labour, because when Labour were in power, as you may remember, A, they forced South East London to have contracts to use the private sector. We stopped them when we came to office. Second, the amount of the private sector they use for NHS work went up from about 2% to about 5% under Labour. That's slowed. It's gone up by only about an additional 1%. And the worst thing that Labour did was enter into PFI contracts, private finance initiative contracts, which we'll all have to pay for later. So, I mean, Labour has been the party in recent years which has pushed the privatisation of the NHS. Absolutely not me, and absolutely not Liberals.